Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue. It was 1937, and the Great Depression, which it seemed to be lifting, was tightening its grip once again. But the Greyhound bus line was doing just fine. Some attributed the increase in bus travel in the past few years to the 1934 film It Happened One Night.
Hi, sister. All alone?
With its scenes of Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert riding on a Greyhound coach.
There's a seat over there for you.
What's the idea?
Greyhound was expanding, which meant a lot of construction of new depots, including the one at First Avenue and 7th Street in downtown Minneapolis. The Northland Greyhound Depot opened February 26, 1937, with live music and fanfare. The two-story building was a showpiece, a curved front with generous bands of windows. On the outside, there were blue glazed bricks. And on the inside, there was a checkered war floor and the latest conveniences. But by 1968, ridership was way down. So Greyhound shuttered the Minneapolis terminal, opening a new location. But that original building reopened 2 years later as the Depot, the live music venue, which by late 1981 would take the name First Avenue. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.